33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Nathan Bernier in for David Brown. The Texas foster care system is in crisis, and Christian Enriquez has lived through it. He became a foster kid when he was a teenager. He bounced from emergency shelters to residential treatment facilities, RTCs, and foster homes. And now he lives at LifeWorks, which is a nonprofit organization in Austin advocating for and providing housing to youth aging out of the foster care system. He feels at home there. And that's where the Texas Standard's Becky Fogel met up with Christian.
My name is Christian Enriquez, and I'm from Mexico. And I was born in Mexico, and I was raised in East Texas.
Christian is a stylish 18-year-old. He's wearing a printed white button-down t-shirt covered in tiny bird silhouettes. His easygoing demeanor doesn't betray everything he's been through.
So my mom left when I was 6, and then my father got deported when I was 12, so I was homeless with me and my brother, and my little sister got sent to my aunt's, but me and my brother were left in the house, and like no one knew about us, so me and him like had to do our own thing until he ended up leaving to Mexico too. Somehow, I don't know, he got a ride, and I was left alone.
Christian spent several years taking care of himself.
My father, when he got deported, his coworker came and like asked me like if I wanted to work, you know, and everything. So I started working from like 13 all the way till 16 until I actually got an injury and they found out that I didn't have parents here, so they put me in CPS.
That workplace injury? He was hit in the head with a pipe and knocked unconscious. Here's his first memory of life in the system.
So like I woke up and I was in a house, you know, and I was like, you know, like this is not my house, you know, and I was like freaked out. And I left, you know, but the people were really, really friendly, but you know, like they let drugs come into the house and like that's stuff that shouldn't happen, you know, and alcohol and staff giving drugs and alcohol to like the clients, you know. But that was my first experience with CPS, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, like this is CPS, you know, like so it was pretty crazy.
And so after that first contact with CPS, then you get put in an emergency shelter. How did you end up leaving the shelter?
I actually got moved to another emergency shelter, which was Promise House, which was, that one's a little bit better, you know, it was not so good, you know, but it was better, you know, more than anything, I had a place to stay and food and everything.
Throughout this whole process, did you ever feel like you had somebody who knew who you were, who was like looking out for your interests?
My caseworker was with me for quite a while and then she ended up leaving and it was like, I had a relationship, good relationship with her, you know, but, yeah, she wouldn't believe me of some of the stuff that would happen, you know, so it was like, I kind of felt alone at those times, you know. I would like tell her, you know, like one time I got slammed in an RTC, you know, if I didn't do anything, you know, and it's just like the staff, sometimes they'd be mad, you know, and they take that out. And if you told your caseworker like about it, they would be like, yeah, he was like resisting, you know, and like I've seen people get their arms broken and they're like, I've seen like I literally seen someone get their head slammed and they told him that that person did it, you know, and he's like going through issues, you know, like they would never believe, they're going to believe an adult. And they're going to believe a kid, you know.
From that second emergency shelter, Christian was moved to a foster home.
And I kind of felt out of place because I was the only Mexican there, you know. But anyways, the foster parents, like, it would be like, you can leave and go whenever you please. But if you don't make it back by, like, dinner time, you know, you don't get a plate, you know. And if you make it past, like, 12 o'clock, the doors are locked and you got to stay outside.
So CPS moved him to another home.
It was a really, really good foster home. It was nice. I liked it. But they kept on forcing adoption on me. And, like, they would give me money, you know, and give me money, you know, and, like, trying to, like basically, like, buy my love, you know. And I told them, you know, I didn't want to get adopted. And, like, I ended up leaving the home because I felt, like, suffocated, you know, because, like, that's not what I wanted. And I was homeless for another short period of time until I heard about LifeWorks. And I hitchhiked from Grayson County, Sherman, Texas, all the way out here. It was a 5-hour difference.
Christian's been living at LifeWorks since July of last year. He tried to get back into the state CPS system, but says he couldn't.
CPS ran the clock out on me, like, not letting me get back into CPS. And so there goes, like, my PALS benefits and my college and everything like that, which is really bad. Like, their supervisor, like, they kept on trying to call my old caseworker, and she just, like, she blocked the numbers and everything like that, and she wasn't letting it, like, just running the clock out on me until my 18th birthday. And, you know, I don't have any of my benefits or anything like that. And, like, now I'm struggling really big. And, yeah. And I have a baby on the way, too. So it's, like, really, really hard.
I wanted to know, how has being in CPS shaped or changed Christian's life?
It makes me see differently about, like, how there's really messed up people out there, you know, and, I really want to get into social work, you know, and, like, if I could, like, find, like, a field that I could, like, help, like, kids out there, like, to hear their voice, you know, like, that's something that I would like to do, you know.
That was Christian Enriquez telling the Texas Standard's Becky Fogle about his experience with Child Protective Services and the Texas foster care system. The story is part of our ongoing series, Broken, Examining the Texas Foster Care System.